The scene, a dimly lit hotel ballroom in Kilkenny. John Delaney celebrates his 50th birthday in extravagant James Bond style, complete with ice sculptures, cardboard cutouts of himself, and a cake modeled after the Aviva Stadium with working floodlights. As Delaney tearfully professes love for his fiancée Emma English, few guests realize the Football Association of Ireland is footing most of the $80,000 bill, despite the organization's precarious financial state. This lavish celebration perfectly encapsulates Delaney's reign, a blend of personal excess, powerful connections, and financial recklessness that would eventually bring Irish football to its knees. How did one man gain such control over an entire nation's football infrastructure while simultaneously driving it toward financial ruin? John Delaney's rise to power began in the wake of his father Joe's resignation as FAI honorary treasurer over financial irregularities. Rather than seeking redemption, John used his board position to establish a dynasty. Delaney quickly revealed himself as a ruthless operator, threatening opposing board members despite their legal protections. By 2001, he claimed his father's former position, celebrating ostentatiously in a white suit with champagne. During Ireland's 2002 World Cup qualification, Delaney's excesses became apparent, authorizing 20,000 hotel bar tabs while undermining manager Mick McCarthy through strategic leaks. His formula for success emerged: public charm paired with private ruthlessness, financial extravagance, and the systematic removal of anyone questioning his authority. With rivals eliminated, Delaney positioned himself to become CEO of the FAI. When incumbent Fran Rooney faced an internal investigation after 17 months, he accepted a $500,000 payout rather than contest the charges. Despite concerning elements in Delaney's background, misrepresented accounting credentials, and a $27,000 tax liability at a previous company, he secured the permanent CEO position in 2005 with a $290,000 annual salary at age 37. His early performance impressed skeptics through administrative reforms and securing the FAI's stake in the Lansdowne Road Stadium redevelopment. However, his relationship with the national team manager remained contentious, marked by public undermining and power struggles, a pattern that would persist throughout his tenure. Delaney consolidated power through intimidation and strategic generosity, cultivating grassroots support by distributing grants and match tickets to amateur clubs nationwide. One Monaghan club even named their ground John Delaney Park in 2013, creating a loyal base that would shield him from criticism for years. As Delaney's power grew, so did his financial ambitions and personal excesses. After hiring renowned Italian manager Giovanni Trapattoni on an unprecedented salary package, subsidized by billionaire Dennis O'Brien, Delaney launched the Vantage Club premium ticket scheme to finance the FAI's $90 million stadium commitment. The timing proved catastrophic, launching just 3 days after Lehman Brothers' collapse triggered the global financial crisis. With characteristic hubris, Delaney declared, "There are 33,000 millionaires in Ireland, and we only need 3,000 to say yes." This miscalculation would haunt Irish football for a decade. As recession hit Ireland, the scheme faltered. The FAI targeted the football family with increasingly desperate incentives, pressuring staff to sell tickets and convincing regional associations to sell their headquarters to purchase tickets. One insider admitted, "If you wanted to progress in football, you had to play ball with the CEO." Delaney's behavior grew increasingly erratic. At Euro 2012 in Poland, he drank heavily in bars, using corporate cards to fund his revelry. After Ireland's 4-0 loss to Spain, videos emerged of an intoxicated Delaney being carried by fans. When confronted, he threatened to bring down the FAI if the matter reached the board. By 2014, Delaney embraced celebrity status while the FAI's finances deteriorated. The association spent $5,000 premiering a FOSM documentary called John the Baptist, where Dennis O'Brien claimed Delaney could run UEFA easily. Meanwhile, Ireland's homeless World Cup team had to threaten going public before receiving their delayed $5,000 grant just days before departure. Delaney cultivated a friendship with gambling billionaire Mike Ashley, securing a questionable $6.5 million deal with Sports Direct containing a hidden clause allowing Ashley to demand full repayment anytime, effectively making it a loan rather than income. This wasn't disclosed to the FAI board or auditors. The first major crack in Delaney's facade came when the Irish women's national team threatened to withdraw from an upcoming friendly unless the FAI improved their shocking conditions, including changing in airport toilets, receiving no payment despite giving up 40 workdays annually, and enduring substandard facilities. The public revelation sparked outrage while Delaney was in Helsinki securing election to the UEFA Executive Committee. After 9 hours of negotiations, the FAI conceded to most demands. This strike transformed conditions for future players and demonstrated that Delaney's regime could be challenged. On March 1, 2019, journalist Mark Tai received documents revealing John Delaney's 100,000 personal check to the FAI and evidence of repayment 2 years later. Despite Delaney's emergency High Court injunction attempt, Judge Barr ruled that payments between the FAI and its chief executive were matters of significant public interest. The FAI quickly labeled the payment a short-term bridging loan, but this was just the beginning. Further revelations showed the FAI had secretly covered Delaney's rent up to $3,000 monthly for years, alongside luxury hotel bills and questionable credit card expenses. When appearing before a government committee, Delaney stunned colleagues by refusing to answer questions about his 15 years as CEO, repeatedly stating, "I have read my statement as it is." The FAI's credibility suffered further damage when the honorary treasurer claimed the association had just one bank account before being corrected that there were 24. As investigations deepened, Delaney's financial misconduct came to light. Documents showed he spent $40,000 in 6 months on his FAI credit card for luxury hotels, cash withdrawals, and personal expenses, plus $60,000 in payments to his ex-girlfriend for professional services. A 103-page report revealed the association violated 8 of UEFA's 10 governance principles, with Delaney as the key influencer who bypassed checks and balances. Investigators found extravagant expenditure, poor financial controls, and staff retroactively justifying expenses. Most concerning were two secret 2014 deals guaranteeing Delaney $3 million in bonuses never properly recorded in FAI financial statements. By December 2019, the FAI faced insolvency, unable to meet its $625,000 pre-Christmas payroll without emergency funding. Delaney's 15-year tenure devastated Irish football, with the League of Ireland dropping from 38th to 42nd in UEFA rankings and the national team falling from 14th to 36th globally. A rescue package involving the Irish government, UEFA, and Bank of Ireland was arranged, with the state providing an additional $19.2 million in exchange for extensive reforms. The lesson? Institutions are only as strong as their governance structures. When personality cults replace proper oversight, when glory overshadows sustainability, when questions are silenced, foundations crumble, leaving nothing but champagne dreams and financial nightmares.